item 19, to follow up on the scheme for removal of food and environmental hygiene departments at VHD's car park at Sai Yi Street, paper number 129. EPD FVHD has already supplied the written reply table to members before the meeting. Let's welcome from EPD, Mr. Chen, and also Mr. Chen from FVHD, as well as Mr. Chen, to come to the District Council for the discussion of this item. Mr. James Toh, any supplement from you? Chair. Now, I'm not going to repeat what's stated in the paper. For the answers, the replies, well, we have quite a lot covered in them. I would like to focus on the district consultation. In paragraph 3, written reply from FVHD, they say they will start the district consultation, for example, consulting the stakeholders and the district council. Now, are they conducting the consultation at present, or as stated in paragraph 6, they are going to follow the statutory procedures as set down in the EIA report? And what exactly will they do in the consultation? Now, in my paper, paragraph 7, the areas affected is quite large. Even for the potential sensitive receiver, we're talking about a lot of people being affected within that area. Are you going to consult all these residents and all those stakeholders? Department, please. Which department is to go first? FVHD. Thank you, Chair. Well, we have already informed the district office to start the district consultation exercise. We expect that after the consultation on the 13th of December, we will come back to the district council to consult the district councillors. This is how we plan to go about. So during the interim, during the period, the consultation exercise will start, and on the 13th of December, Thursday, you will come back to the district council to consult district councillors. Yes. District office, after receiving the instructions from the FHD, we started the district consultation today. It will last until the 8th of November. Thank you. Departments, any reply? No? All right, let's listen to district councillor's views. Mr. Lapake. Thank you, Chair. Concerning the relocation of facilities of FHD, now, it has attracted lots of discussions recently. For example, within the OCs in the nearby areas, as well as the residents nearby. I agree with Mr. James Toh that you have to do a better job in terms of consultation, district consultation. You say you will consult people living in West Kowloon Disciplined Staff Quarters as well as Metro Harbour View. I think you can do a better job here. Now, for traffic flow, if you have any information, please answer the question now. But I understand every day there are hundreds of vehicles from your department traveling down Chou Yu Road and Shen Wen Road. Can the road support such traffic volume? Now, we are talking about refuse collection vehicles and other vehicles as well. So can you please tell the OCs nearby and the stakeholders as well as the local residents how many vehicles will travel in that area and what types of vehicles and at what time they will travel in the area? Don't just tell us there will be consultation. Please tell us the details. You have to give us sufficient information for the stakeholders to make a choice. I haven't read the consultation paper. I don't know how you will go about that. Without that, I think it's rather unfair. I think you should have a thorough consultation. You have to consult the stakeholders. I will use the 1 minute I still have. You will relocate the facilities to Tai Kok Choi. If from the consultation you understand most of the local residents opposed to the plan, I hope you will respect their views. I hope you can tell us whether you have an alternative, because so far I understand many people are very concerned, worried in terms of the traffic impact and other areas as well. So I hope you can have a comprehensive consultation. And if people have inquiries, you should have people who can answer their worries. For example, tell them how many cars will travel in that area. I hope you can have a designated officer to address these questions. The consultation is very important to people in Tai Kok Choi. I agree with Mr. Lau. Now, this new structure is not just an ordinary building, because some special functions are involved and special vehicles are going to use these facilities. That's why you have to give us more detailed information. Mr. Choi. Thank you, Chair. I understand you're conducting the consultation, and of course we should wait till the end of the consultation to look at the results before we come to a decision. But then before the consultation, I think the department should try to understand why in this new residential areas, this harbor side area where people will walk their dogs, where air is fresh, where people go fishing, where people go strolling. Now, in this area, they're going to put facilities for refuse collection vehicles. And near that area, new park is supposed to be built where people will play ball games, people will do exercise. In the same area, there are also schools. Your decision is puzzling. You're considering that particular site and you're going to have a consultation on that decision. What a normal person can tell you, it's hard for you to get things done in all these circumstances. How come you have this, all these ideas in your mind under these circumstances? So I have great reservation. Mr. Wong Chong. Thank you, Chair. Now, Mr. Choi has told you the situation. As far as I remember, at the end of August, Ms. Koh Po Ling and myself got from the planning department a proposal for our perusal. I think all members have received this proposal. And at that time, we asked the Long Beach and some other housing estates there, their views, and lots of residents were in the dark, and they expressed grave concerns. Most of them opposed to the plan. Now, up to now, in fact, we have been following up on this matter, and all of a sudden, the government is telling us that the plan did not go through district consultation. When do you conduct district consultation? Without that, how come we have this proposal from the planning department? And what's the scope of the consultation, district consultation? because the plan does not only affect the new reclamation land in Tai Kok Chai. It's going to be cause great impact on the traffic situation in the old area. Not just that area, but also the adjoining Sham Shui Po area. How come you have the plan even without the consultation?
Mr. Wong Kin-sen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The administration is only starting the consultation today. I find that regrettable. It's taken that long to do the consultation. Before you started your consultation, actually, we've received views from various groups and residents at our ward offices and at the district council level. They've all put forward this view. They do not want to see the relocation of the depot to the proposed site. The message is clear. So even though you're going to start consultation now, you could predict the answer at the end. Because of strong opposition, the proposal would be dropped. That's what's going to happen. Some has proposed shelving or withdrawing the proposal altogether. What I would like to say is this. I would like to sound a stern warning to the government, in particular the FEHD and the Water Services Department. They must get this loud and clear. The Sai Yi Street site, the Yao Tsim Wong District Council and the local communities there have all for many years had this consensus. We need to make good use of this piece of land. If the government tries to put the Yao Tsim Wong District Council on the spot, don't even think about it. And don't think that because there is strong opposition from one area, and then you use this as a pretext, and then you just leave this, you just stay on and won't go. Now, is that what you're trying to get at? I think we have to think about that carefully. Mr. James Toh. I agree with Mr. Choi Soo-Fong. I understand for these less popular facilities, it's hard to find sites for them. But you have to think about this. If you put such a facility in a certain spot, how might it affect the neighborhood? Now, you have to consider what are the existing users in the neighborhood. If I could put it bluntly, if you put certain facilities in a particular location, well, in English you would say you're trying to sterilize the land, so the land is rendered useless for any other purposes. So it's not just about you taking up one plot. There will be impact on nearby plots as well. Well, I can't ask you to withdraw the project because you've only started a consultation today, so I can't move a motion now and ask you to withdraw the proposal at this point. But if you're actually going to do consultation, I hope you will prepare lots of information. And that must be the best package. Well, perhaps during your informal consultation earlier, you've already received some views. You should come up with the best package on that basis. Don't say that, well, you could suggest changes here or there. No, that's pointless. You should have good anticipation, and then you should come up with the best package. And at the end, if there's no way we could change the package, there's nothing we could do. But if you could change it in a way that the package becomes acceptable to the residents, that will be good. So you must provide as much information and data as possible and come up with the best package. Don't just tinker with the proposal because someone say, okay, it won't work here, and then you just make minor changes. Now, if at the end the residents can't accept the project, really, there's nothing we can do. Ms. Koh Poh Ling. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the consultation exercise, how could we do it properly? We're talking about nuisance facilities. When they're to be relocated, it ought to be handled properly. As Mr. Wong Kin Sen pointed out, for the proposed site, and for the current site, the East Street, there's been a strong demand from the district council. You have to address the traffic congestion problem there and so on. The department responded that the water service department couldn't move to the new territories, but for the FHD facilities, they have to stay in Yao Chi Mon district. The planning department has done some online consultation because the information comes from the planning department webpage. For stakeholders who may be affected, how can we let them follow the proposal? How can they come to appreciate how much impact there would be on them and whether it's acceptable to them? So that's why we need comprehensive information. The department started consultation in the earlier stage. There was online consultation by the planning department. Now there is consultation to be done by the district office. What is the scope of your consultation? What do you propose to do? How can you ensure it is a comprehensive consultation? I think we ought to pay more attention to that. Mr. Chow, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Sai Street site, now used by the FHD and the WSD, is a precious site. In the days when we were the Mong Kok District Council and now we're the Yao Chi Mong District Council, all these years, members have been demanding the government move the facilities here. Now we know for the WSD, they're going to move. As for the FHD, we've just heard what Mr. James and other members said. I think all those issues ought to be followed up on by us. Of course, we understand there is knock-on effect. And now there's a problem. And the consultation must be carried out. And you have to consult all the stakeholders. And having received views 13th of December, by then all the views would have been collated, right? And I think you have to first expand the scope of consultation. We have to hear views from those who support and oppose the proposal. And all these views must be presented to the district council so that we could do an objective analysis. Now, for more than two decades, we've been fighting for the relocation. Are we going to give up at the last minute, as some members are suggesting? I think we must proceed with the consultation in a fair and just manner. I hope the administration will come up with different options, and we could then strive for a win-win solution. The FHD has refuse collection vehicles serving West Kowloon, of course, so these vehicles have to ply in the urban area. Is it possible to relocate the depot to Yuen Long? I'm not sure. Must it stay in Sai Yi Street? Residents living in Sai Yi Street have been complaining about the odor. You live there, I'm sure you've smelt it. So our objective is to relocate the depot as soon as possible. At the same time, we must address the traffic problems in the area. We must safeguard pedestrian safety. At the end, we must have proper supporting facilities for the district. Any other questions, please? Now may I ask the department to respond. Which department to go first? FHD? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Mr. Charles pointed out, the relocation of our office and depot. Now, this depot and the office are here to serve the Yaoqing Mong district. If we move the office and the depot to the new territories or somewhere remote, that may seriously affect our service in the area, so it's not desirable. On traffic impact, we will be doing traffic impact assessment studies. For the proposed site, we'll see whether there is enough capacity in the surrounding road network to service both new developments and new facilities if they're to be put there. On the impact on environmental hygiene, concerns have been expressed. For the new office and the depot, we're going to adopt the latest design. Especially for the car park, the car repair workshop, the cleansing facilities, these will all be upgraded as a matter of priority. And there will just be a small number of uncovered parking spaces. Most of the parking spaces will be covered. This is to minimize noise and other nuisances during operation. We also attach great importance to greening. On the rooftop and on the external wall, there will be greening. It's hoped that the new building could blend in with the environment. Actually, people won't even notice this is facilities of this nature. Now, we've been operating depot for a long time. For the Sai Yi Street depot, we've got spotless safety record. There's never been any accident because our drivers are well-trained drivers. Otherwise, it won't be possible that for all these years we've had a spotless traffic safety record at the Sai Yi Street site now. So when we move to the new site, we will continue to maintain such an excellent driving record. So those are the views from Mr. Chen. It might help you get a better picture of the case, but then I do have concerns. You say if you've started the consultation, is in progress, but if you don't have much information for the public, then there's a high chance that your consultation will fail. You need to provide basic information. If you don't even provide the basic information in a consultation, I think you're going to hit snag. So it's important that you provide as much information as possible. That is how you propose to do it, what you plan to do there, what your plan is. The more information you give to more people, the better. Because then people get a better understanding and they may come to have a different view. But if you just ask people whether they support or not support the relocation, well, I would say that you're bound to fail to win support that way. Now, members have expressed concern whether there will be adequate information during consultation. Well, when it comes to consultation, it won't be just our department. The consultants and relevant departments will all be involved. And then we could answer questions from residents directly. Of course, we would like to provide detailed information to residents as far as possible. Ms. Kopoling, I checked online. There's a paper prepared by the consultant. And indeed, the paper is rather detailed. The routing, the vehicle exits and all that, there's information on that. That's why I kept asking how you propose to conduct your consultation. Because this is a major issue. If we just provide brief notes, there's no way you could explain things clearly. Because people may have preconceived ideas when it comes to obnoxious facilities. And should your consultation be confined to owners, corporations, schools, or must you really reach out to the residents? Because the fact is many residents may be affected. They cover a wide range. And the vehicle routing. I see in your consultation paper the focus will be mostly on the new areas. But you must not overlook the impact on the old areas in your traffic impact assessment studies, because your cars have to pass through the old district, so otherwise the TIA won't be comprehensive. I agree with members. You have just started a consultation. If we say now whether we support your project or not, then we would be jumping to conclusions. But please, let me say this again and again. As the chairman suggested, there must be a high degree of transparency in conducting a consultation, and I believe then that will help your case. Members of the constituencies have already received a lot of views on the project. There's been reservation about the proposed site. Yes, you've just started consultation now. But then, of course, we know the department has need to relocate its facilities. But do you have any fallback options? Do you have option two, option three? If you have other options, that may help the case to move forward. But if you do not have other options, then can you consider the possibility of other options? I agree. You may think the proposed site is the suitable site, but maybe you need to have fallback options. You must consider other sites. Apart from this proposed site, you have to consider where there are other possibilities. You have to convince us why this is the best site, but I think you should also actively consider other possible sites. Department, any response, please? Or suggestions? On consultation, Mr. Chen, you said you're going to consult residents. Are you going to approach the owners' corporations, or how are you going to do it? Because you want consultants to brief residents on the information. I don't think you can explain yourself clearly with just some brief information. So how do you propose to do it? Now, if you could give more information to the people, and it's better than just to ask people whether they support it or not, because if you just ask them a simplistic question like that, the chances your plan won't be supported. Any other response, please? Mr. Chu? After we received notice from the FHD, we started consultation with residents in the format specified by the FHD. On vehicle trips and the peak hours on the goods to be carried on those vehicles, there are not a lot of details on that, but I'm sure when the residents receive the consultation paper, they want to ask questions. They could always approach the FHD. I'm sure the FHD would be more than happy to answer questions on details. I would like to thank the departments for the response on the approach they're taking with the consultation. But I could be honest with you. If you proceed with your current approach, well, you see members' reaction, I think there's a good chance your consultation is doomed. But are you going to do it differently? Are you going to enhance the transparency of your consultation? Are you going to provide more information? Because it's not with us whether your consultation fails or not. It depends really on how you go about your consultation. Any other comments, please, from members? No more response from department. I hope your consultation will be successful. Thank you. So that concludes.